Yo, it's your boy Sean McGill, and welcome back to the In the Hills podcast. You know, I got a very special episode for y'all today. I got a special guest, no other than my brother, Kay Smith. Y'all might know him as Will Smith's nephew, or you can consider him the real Fresh Prince. I mean, he's from Philly. He's the younger Will Smith. He got himself into some trouble to the point where he had to move to LA in order to live with his uncle and, you know, better his environment. Inspired by the time spent around his uncle, Will Smith, he started to funnel his energy into rapping. And he started performing in LA spots all over the town. I mean, he started promoting his first new album, Streets to Hollywood. And then he immediately got with me, Lil Romeo, Valentino, Active, Master P, and we created this super successful rap group called College Boys. And of course, it was under the infamous No Limit Next Generation Records label. He now produces his own movies. He started his own record label, Westside Records. And he's so connected with everybody from the West Coast to the East Coast. I mean, let me just name a few of the people Kay Smith knows, all right? First off, he knows Will Smith, Jaden, Trey Smith, Jada, right? He got the whole Smith family, Willow, Meek Mill, YG, Mustard, Ty Dolla $ign, Future, Joe Moses, Rowdy Rich, Pop Smoke. The list goes on and on. That's just like some of the people he like mingles with on the daily, right? And he got his solo projects production work from Trackmasters, Hitmaker, Mike City. And of course, on that first album, he had this one record called Better Man, which was one of the biggest records at the time. It had Omarion Youngberg, and it had a little guest appearance by Aisha Curry. A lot of people don't know that, but Aisha was in the video. But now let's fast forward to 2020. Kay Smith has not let up at all on these dudes. I mean, Kay Smith is still grinding. He's still out here in the streets. He's still tied in with everybody in the industry. He just dropped this brand new solo album titled COVID 54. It's got Mozzie, Mills, Rich Rocka. It's got pretty much a lot of people on this album in his heat. And the only thing that's missing, Kay, is me. You got to get Sean McGill on a remix one time. I don't even be rapping like that, but I'm going to have to come out of retirement for you, bro. But without further ado, let's get straight into this interview and let's get to it, man. This is my boy, my brother, my longtime friend, my comrade, my boy that goes with me to all the Laker Clipper games. We be out here in the streets together hitting up Vegas, going to the casino tables, winning money. This is my boy, Kay Smith. Say what up to the people, Kay. Say what up, Kay. What's going on with you, dog? How you doing, man? Everything good? I'm good, man. You know me, I'm holding it down here in L.A. I really, really appreciate you coming on the show, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you. You know, we go back way before this entertainment stuff. I know you for what? How long now? Like 10 plus years? Almost about to be 20 in a second? It's been a long time. So let's get right into this interview. First thing I want to ask you about is this whole album, COVID 54. Where did you record it?
I recorded between LA and Philly.
And where did you come up with the name COVID 54? What made you come up with that?
Just when the pandemic hit, I was like, I'm gonna drop an album, and I was thinking of different titles. And I was like, yeah, you know, I want to get COVID, because I wanted to spread, you know, like disease. I wanted to hit your body, and you know? I want the product to spread. At 54, I'm from 54th Street, on Philly, so I just put it like that. Instead of COVID-19, I just COVID 54.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm happy that you actually said that, because now it makes a lot more sense about the title.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, I've known you forever since College Boys days, and you've always been on your own path. You've been rapping before College Boys, and you just been on your own path. That's why I always stuck by you. I always stay by you because I know this dude's talented. He could do this music stuff. So I know without College Boys or not, I knew you was going to blow up. But since College Boys, Have you felt like the rap game has gotten easier, or do you feel like it's harder being a solo artist because you ain't got four people to lean on, or, you know, to ask questions, or, you know what I mean? Like,
I just think it's changed. I see that, and I just think that if you're hustling, you can adapt to it. I do think it's changed because it used to be a time when just making good music could take you really far. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not just about making good music. A lot of people make good music. It's about having a movement with your music already, having a movement and having a team and a presence, being outside for real. So that matters more than anything. It's about your numbers on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
So back in the day, you used to be able to have 3-hit records and get a record deal.
Yeah.
Just have them in your laptop. If they think you got 3 records, you got a record deal. Now you can have 20-hit records and it doesn't matter. They want to see what your movement is like, what your traction looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
So that changes the game up a little bit. Because now to get real traction is based upon
Doing they be doing the merch, little bundles with the CD and the merch and all that to boost their sales.
Yeah, just to get your video to certain, you gotta
exactly
certain playlists and certain battles and certain things, man.
We didn't have to worry about that. We still on YouTube, had it popping without it, but still we didn't even have to worry about that.
At the end of the day, man, if people want your product,
they gonna go get it.
You know, they gonna get it.
Exactly.
Get it. If you got it for them, they gonna go get it if they want it. And I feel good. You know, with COVID 54, you know, it's the work is great. You know, I worked hard. I put in a lot of hours. Mm-hmm. I got it right. It was 2 songs that was supposed to be my intro to the album. I couldn't use, and Hitmaker had gave me a song, but he took it away from me for A Boogie and them compilation albums.
But see, you hear that talk, y'all. That's boss talk. He got Hitmaker on the line. If you don't know who Hitmaker is, this Young Bird. He's the man over there at Capitol.
It don't mean that having him on the line the first time you get some geese and he take it away from him.
Ooh.
At the same time, though, the album, you know, I feel really good about it. Like, I got Mozzie on there. You know,
yeah.
I put my artist D-Mills on the song.
Hold on. That was my next question. You're gonna take away from my next question. So, my next question was, there's everybody on this album. You got Mozzie, you got Mills, you got Rich Rocko on the album. Was there anybody that you wanted on this album that maybe you couldn't get in time? And also, who's your favorite artist to work with?
I
know that's a tough one because it's probably a million artists that come to your mind.
Yeah, like, because there's a lot of people that I would want to get on the album, but I haven't necessarily really reached out and pressed, you know, or asked for them to really get on it like that.
Well, that's,
I would love to do some more music with me. I would love to do more records with Meek. I don't know if that'll happen.
Well, he gonna hear this, and he gonna definitely do some more records with you. That's why I asked that question. Now, who's your favorite person from the album that you like working with, like in the studio vibing with? Who's one person that you just like you could always count
me,
on?
Me and Rich Rocka always ride together, and me and D Mills do great drinks together.
Yeah, and Mills is signed to your label, right?
Yeah, Westside Records.
Now, being a businessman, because I've always known you as just a strict rapper, being the businessman now, owning a label, do you feel like it's an added-on pressure, or is it actually a lot easier for you now that you can, you know, have them weapons on deck, you can hit up Mills whenever, or do you feel like it's just a lot of work, a lot more work, and a lot more work, but just a lot more headache, I would say. Or is it just easier on you?
It definitely, for me, it doesn't feel like more pressure.
That's good.
It's, you know, because at the end of the day, they still got to work.
They got
to carry their stuff. I'm only here to assist. But
yeah.
It doesn't feel like more pressure. It definitely feels like, you know, help. Because you're building up a team and a unit, and building up a gang and a mob to, you know, to take on this music industry.
That's right. That's right. Now, random question. Would you ever do a College Boys reunion album or tour?
It would have to be for like that.
If the bag was right, right? All right.
I would all day do a show with the College, like, you know, like,
yeah.
I got love for the College Boys.
Because people ask me about the College Boys all the time, bro. All the time. But, yeah, with that being said, let them know where they can find the album at, where they can go get that COVID-54 at right now.
Man, it's everywhere. Go to Apple Music. Go to iTunes. Go to Spotify.
Exactly.
Run them numbers up, y'all. Make sure y'all
run it up.
It's real good music. It's real good music. I got music for the ladies. I got records for the streets. Woo. I got music for the, you know, the smokers. I got, you know, music for, you know, vibe music. I got it all on there. I got trap music. I got whatever y'all want. So go tune in and get right. Get your fix.
Now,
get your fix. Go get that.
Y'all hear him. Y'all got to go get your fix. But,
get that vaccine.
The next thing I kind of wanted to ask you about is kind of about, besides music, because, you know, we could talk about music all day, but I want people to get to know the real you, the personal you, the K that I know, the K that I vibe with, that I've been rocking with since day one, and I always will rock with, no matter what, through thick or thin, you my brother. Next question I was going to ask you about your upbringing. I know you Will Smith's nephew, and how was that like growing up? Was that tough on you? Or do you feel like people treat you differently because of that? Or do you feel like it was like, you know, sometimes like when I was with Rome, his dad being P was also like an advantage and a disadvantage at times, because people would automatically assume, oh, we got this because his dad, or, you know, X, Y, and Z. So do you feel that same way? Like, I want to, I never asked you this, so I was just kind of wondering.
Yeah, so coming up, only a plus, like the biggest plus in the world. My uncle was lit to the maximum capacity. And then as you get older, you start to realize in different ways how it affected you, you know, in life. I won't say it was a bad thing. I just say, you know, being spoiled, I was spoiled and not very privileged. So when it was time for me to get out here in the real world and handle my business on my own, there was a lot of skill sets that I lacked at the time
because
I didn't need it. So, growing up, it was the biggest asset in the world. As I got older, I realized how it did affect me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, what you got, Will and Jada, I mean, Will, Jada, and Jaden, all of them, one call away on the, you know, phone, and being able to have access to so much, and people, you know, wanting to work with you because they want to be around them and X, Y, and Z. I completely get it. I completely get it. So the next question is a little lighter. Try to lighten the mood. If you had to choose one of them to spend your last day at Coachella with, Jaden, Will, Willow, Jada, or Trey, who would you do? I mean, who would you take to Coachella on the last day and party with?
On the last day, who would I party with?
Because, you know, that's Tupac hologram Sunday night. You only got one ticket left backstage. Who you going to take?
All right, Jaden.
Jaden, all right. That sounds like a good answer. That sounds like Jaden would be lit and have a lot of fun. All right.
My young boy, he gonna know how to carry it. He's gonna be in his bag. He's gonna be doing his thing.
Exactly.
He's gonna be able to add to the situation. Whatever it is. I really would want to pick Trey, but Trey is I would want to pick Trey to the max. But Trey, I feel like I gotta protect him and watch him. Jaden is gonna be in his bag. Going.
He's gonna have a lick.
You know? And I don't gotta protect Trey and watch Trey. It's just that I feel like that.
Yeah, you just feel like that. It's family and like a brother. I totally get it. But like when I'm with you, I feel like you probably feel the same way with me, right?
It's just me and Trey for a lot of years. No, it wasn't no Jay and Willow and all of the other nieces and nephews. You know, it was me, then it was Trey, then it was just us two for a while.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah,
Now, I met Trey with you a couple times, and Trey was super, super cool and quiet. I thought he was a dope dude. So I can see why you stuck right by him. So the last part of the show, we always do that. I do this with every guest that comes on the show. You can say no. You don't have to do it. But I play a game at the end of the show. So the game that I thought for you, so the game I have for you is K Smith, a.k.a. the real Hitch Smith. So you going to be the Hitch. It's your version of Hitch, right? So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and you got to give the smoothest, most player, Will Smith, Mike Lowry, Hitch response. This is for the people that are scared to get women or whatever. Me and you got to kind of help them with some advice right here, all right? So the first question I got for you. The first question I got for you. I'm single, and I have been with a chick for a while, but I'm smashing this new chick, and she always just wants to smash. She wants to meet up at hotels. She just wants to meet up at her spot, but she don't ever want to take me out or go out with me or seen in public with me. And it's kind of like, I feel like I'm getting used, and I want to take it up a notch in this relationship, right? I want to take this relationship to another level. So I'm thinking about taking her on our very first date, but I don't know where to go. Where would you take your chick? My chick. Where would you recommend I take a chick that I've been smashing and I'm trying to get to the next level for the first time? Money's not an option. Where would you suggest? Where would be the best place in LA to go, in your opinion? In LA.
In LA?
Yep.
This your first date ever?
First date. She been smashing me and keeping me on the side, you know what I'm saying? But we ain't ever went on an actual date. Like, where would you recommend to woo her, you know?
Is it lunch or is it dinner?
Dinner. Definitely dinner.
It's several drinks you can do. You can always do Maestros. You can do Noble. Yeah. You can do Cabana. You can do Bowler. You know, right there, that's
definitely a good rotation. So
knock that out. Knock one of them off the park, you should be
straight. I was going to say Maestro. So if you out there listening, y'all, if you going to take a girl to a first date, definitely take her to Maestro's. If you really trying to take it to the next level, that's the one. I would say Maestro's, maybe even Nobu.
But I will also tell her if she ain't doing all that and she ain't trying to do that, she just trying to lead her. Just keep hitting,
young. Yeah. Yeah.
That might be what that's for.
Exactly. Just stay where you at. Don't try to do too much. Yeah. Okay. So
but if you really want to shoot your shot, you got to go Maestros off the rip.
Yeah, you got to if you're really trying to shoot your shot. And okay, this is from Lame James. He's from Wisconsin. Okay, so Lame James, he says, I have a bit of followers, right? I have a couple thousand, but this girl that I'm pursuing has 100K. What's your best line to slide in her DMs?
Damn. And y'all don't know each other at all?
We don't know each other. I'm Lame James, but I got a couple thousand followers. You feel me? But I'm trying to slide in them DMs and get at her. Is there a chance? What should I say?
I don't know. You might got a good emoji or something.
You might have to figure out a good emoji, or I would say, man, you might have to like a couple pictures first, see if she responds to that.
Like a couple pictures, and then I would say, maybe ask her what city you in, where you from or
something. Yeah, because, I mean, that's a tough one. I like that question personally. Exactly. I think it's tough for men to slide in the DMs because we don't know what to say. And I couldn't, like, you know what I mean? I didn't slid in a couple DMs before, and I ain't got no response before. I'm a reckless slider, too, but
I know that what I be doing don't always be right, but I'm still reckless. I accidentally slide in Cardi B. I slide I troll them.
Who is the most serious celebrity you actually, like, slid in their DM and maybe thought, like, okay, I'm really going to try to do this and put the city on, put us on? Like, Cardi B was probably the biggest celebrity you think you probably slid in her DM?
When I was serious?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I be serious a little bit with all of them. Them a little bit, like, except for Kim.
But you know every single one of them too. On top of that, so it's a whole different thing. I didn't been with you and Cardi and Offset before too. Remember? We was at Offset's party, that one, his birthday party. I forgot about what? That. We went to Offset's birthday party that one year. Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So the last question, I got this chick's number, right, last night. But I ain't trying to seem thirsty. But she was feeling me. You know what I'm saying? She was all up on me. She was definitely feeling the boy. Should I text her tonight? Because I'm trying to see her tonight. Should I text her tonight? Should I text her tomorrow? Should I text or should I call?
She was feeling you for sure?
She was on me. She gave me the number. She was on me. We talked for maybe 20 minutes, bought her a couple drinks, X, Y, and Z. Gave me the number. She dipped, said, hit me up later. But now, you know, it's that car ride home. I'm horny. I'm like, damn, what should I? I'm trying to meet up with her tonight, or should I wait? What would you suggest?
Let's go to Maestro's. Text her, let's go to Maestro's at 8.
But you would text her that day, or would you wait?
The next day, let's go to Maestro's at 8.
Okay. You definitely passed the test, K. You definitely passed the hitch test. You definitely are a player. You definitely are a beast. And I see exactly why you've been blessed all these years, man. K. Smith, I'm so happy to know you. I'm so happy that you came and talked on my podcast. I've been trying to get you on here for a minute. I hope it wasn't as bad as you thought.
Man, it was great, brother. I do this whenever you need me, good dog.
We go way back, man. I cannot tell y'all. I got so many stories about K-Smith. So many things come to mind. It's been a pleasure being around you, bro. And I'm really, really happy to have you in my life. You one of my true, true friends, y'all. This is one of my true friends since day one. But with that being said, let's give a round of applause for the boy K. Smith. His new album, COVID 54, is out now. You heard him. You gotta go listen on Apple Music.
Play that personal. Go tune into that COVID 54, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Tidal, whatever you need, YouTube, SoundCloud, whatever y'all need, man. Go tune in, man. Go get that COVID 54. It's real music.
And let them know your Instagram music, handle ladies, as well.
Ladies, if y'all want some good music, really tune in. Fellas, if y'all want to hear that talk, y'all want to hear niggas rapping, tune in, y'all.
Really tune in. And do not forget to go follow him at KSmith215 on IG. Do not forget to follow him at KSmith215 on IG. And do not forget to go follow me at Sean McGill, SHAWNMCGILL. And the podcast, do not forget to follow at In The Hills Podcast on Instagram. Thank you, Kay, for coming through and talking. And we'll be right back after this. But first, we going to take y'all out on this new personal record. Y'all got to go on YouTube, go on Instagram, go on Apple Music, Spotify. Go play this one. This is that record. So it's that new personal. Here we go.
So straight, yeah. All this fire and all this paper, I fuck up your day. Yeah, got new Glocks, got new 30s, got new Max, new case. My young nigga just rapping, nigga, up and I ain't talking in a suitcase. Got new hitters, got new case. Killer really get a few cases. Bundles home straight, getting paper. I done really fucked up a few faces. Got old money, got blue face. Closet money, got shoe paper. This Nipsey died up in blue lately. In my hood, I'm feeling like you lately. My young nigga
don't
go
take
too
it personal.
Crazy.
I know some niggas said they had for life. They was the first to go. It's ups and downs. This shit been bad.
It's that K. Smith personal. Yeah.
When you come up from the trenches, you got to sing.
In the Hills Podcast. It's your boy Sean McGill. You hear it here first. In the Hills with Sean McGill. K. Smith, thank you again, bro. Do not forget to follow us on Instagram at KSmith215. Sean McGill. In the Hills Podcast. Thank y'all. Until next time. Peace.
Give me the chicken spot. My block say super side. Coca, you a demon, right?
Shorty, she fiendin' right. On the west side of King, that's right.
Word don't up. Take it personal. I know some niggas said they had for life. They was the first to go. It's ups and downs. This shit been bad. This shit could be worse, you know. And when you come up from the trenches, you got the single. Try and get a million with all your niggas and get a bankroll. Get it, your heart, watch out for narcs, don't serve no plain clothes. You know how the game go. Bust down your wrist, go get your chain froze. When you got paid to go in the trenches, ain't no landlord.
Yeah. In the Hills Podcast. We out. This is another record by K. Smith, Run It Up, featuring AD. You hear it here first. Sean McGill in the Hills Podcast. Yeah. Turn up y'all headphones. Turn up your speakers. I need y'all all to be rocking to this one. This is that Run It Up by my boy K. Smith. Let's go.
Run it up. Run it up.
Run it up.
Run it up.
Run it up.
Check with all my
cars,
that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Run it up. Run it up. Run it up. Yeah, shorty fucking with me and she cannot get enough. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. Yeah, I just bust the check with all my cars. Run it up.
Run it up.
Run it up. Run it up. I just bust the check with all my dogs, that's what's up. Deep down in them trenches, we be riding strap as fuck. They see me and kill it, they know that we have a duck. Love me on my line, but they know how to move it out. Pull a sun exotic and they know we on exotic. Might be so exotic and my crib look like the tropics. I just got the Cali, the plug hit me over Cali. Meet me in the valley, when you touch, you know he's got it. I like bitches that can dance for me, do it with no hands for
yeah.
me. And I got them bands on me, can you make it stand for
uh-huh.
me? Hello, got that plan on him, bundles probably laying on him. If he got his head away, I'ma put my mans on him. Hey, shorty say she fuck with me the long way.
The long way.
I'm like, oh, you tripping, that's what they all say.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you tripping, that's what they all say. Got a front muscle, that's a whole got a check up in your pocket, run it up.
Run it up.
Run it up.
Run it up.
Run it up. Run it up. Yeah. I just bust a check with all my dogs, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Run it up.
Run it up.
We really be busting down checks. That's that boy. K Smith at K Smith 215 on Instagram, at Sean McGill on Instagram. You know where to find us. With that being said, I hope y'all all have a good week, weekend. Stay safe out here in these streets, man. I love y'all. Tune in next week. It's your boy, Sean McGill, in the Hills Podcast. Out. Peace.